what your bee did of me. Put on the pressure of walking in your truth.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Kyle and Charlie Show, and we are your hosts,
Kyle
and Charlie, with a special guest. What's your name?
World-renowned bodybuilder and actor Brian Payne.
Thank you, Brian Payne. And we actually got a...
He is neither of those things.
He is not world-renowned, that's for sure.
None of those things.
You know, we actually did get a world-renowned actor and ripped robot user. Would you like to say your name for all the adoring fans out there?
Yes, it's the artist formerly known as CJ Silverman.
There we go.
Everyone, what are you known as now?
Prince? I'm actually still known as CJ Silverman.
You're also formerly known as CJ Silverman.
Yeah, I mean...
You went through a phase.
Yeah, it was just a phase.
What you were called...
There's just a while where he was
Billy.
Not known
you
as
were called
CJ
Billy.
Silverman.
Yeah. Not Billy DeVito, who decided he would, once again, not come on the show.
Billy DeVito abandoned us.
If you're listening, Billy...
Billy, you have been banished. No, we're gonna try to do something. We'll figure it out. But if you have noticed from the title of this episode...
Put that down.
Brian is
Put
playing with another thing
I'm
randomly.
I'm open carrying my cavalry sword.
Dude, not again. You stole the sword of Marquis. What the heck, man?
Hey, you can do that in Texas, I think. If my Texas friend
legal.
My Texas friend is listening.
My Texas friend
I have
carries around the sword
Texas
of Marquis.
Friends, excuse me.
Guys, I have several Texas friends. It's okay.
Griffin, if you're listening, tell me about the cavalry swords.
Shout out to Griffin.
Did he call it? I think he called at some point. Oh, he was the one that called and talked about Alf.
Oh, that was a Griffin. Okay, yeah. I don't know if... CJ
My
is a big
friend.
Fan of the show. Anyways, we need to give a little bit of backstory to CJ.
Hello.
So, a couple of episodes ago, we were discussing Hedatron, which was phenomenal.
Oh,
phenomenal.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, what's Hedatron?
Hedatron was phenomenal performance. I very much enjoyed. Very good. Involved, don't ask me what that was. I don't know what
that was.
it involved robots, metal organs, laser-eyed Kyle, and CJ piloting one of the robots. CJ also made some really just... Brian, what are you doing? You're ruining this show. We brought on CJ because CJ's an actual artist.
Graphic design is my passion, okay?
I was whipping Kyle at his request. He consented.
Kyle, did you consent?
No.
Yeah, why
would
you...
Okay, just because you have political power does not mean that you can get your mom.
Just continue the story.
Right.
Walking in
anyways,
the handcuffs.
Anyways.
Shut up.
Anyways. CJ designed some magnificent posters to advertise Hedatron that spread all throughout the internet. They are god tier. They are just they are the most powerful things I've ever seen.
Yeah, God, if you're listening,
get CJ to redo the church.
Sistine Chapel, but it's just like
honestly, it's just giant robot. With
like,
maybe
like me and Paris's face is like superimposed over it, and with like bottom text written underneath it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's worm just somewhere in there.
Funny watermark, obviously.
The lion.
The Reddit water. The Reddit watermark.
I did make some abominations. I just kept making them for some reason.
No, you kept making them. You just had a stroke of artistic genius.
Inspiration.
Yeah. I can actually walk you through the process.
Sure, please do. Okay, and we will somehow show... Well, if you join our Discord server that we're maybe going to make, I guess.
We definitely did not make a Discord server.
No, it exists. It's just not suitable for fans.
Yeah, I put in my credit card info. First one to join gets
it.
It's pinned.
Oh, I already took it.
So,
yeah, hold on. All right. CJ, describe this process.
So basically, I just grab my computer, I sit down, I open up Photoshop, and I grab a stylus. So I'm all ready.
You have a stylus too?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, dude. Okay.
And then I black out for 15 minutes, and I wake up, and just something is there.
That. What are you doing? Is she really dry? Why are you guys feeling each other's ankles?
Okay, so I thought
it's not what it sounds like.
Next question.
Yeah, next question.
CJ is about to black out and make some artistic genius here.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
All right, I can do that.
Yeah. But no, actually, another fun thing is that CJ made a poster for us.
I did, yes.
About Kyle Charlie's show. We did talk about that in a previous episode, but it is too powerful. Only Kyle has access to that hidden knowledge right now.
I've got to send it to you.
We forgot to show it to the world. Oh, repping the Surface products. I already love my Moi.
Moi?
Alright, I'm opening up Photoshop.
Yep.
Just
getting his stylus.
Yeah, I gotta get the stylus.
Definitely not sponsored by Microsoft. Dad.
Drum roll!
Alright, Photoshop is open and...
He's out. CJ is out. It is
so. What is the process, CJ?
CJ described it. He opens up his computer. He opens up Photoshop. Gets out his stylus. He gets ready, and then he just blacks out.
He's foaming at the mouth right
now. Yeah, he's. We have put him in the recovery position.
Why is his hair sticking up like that? He's bristling like a wild animal.
His hair's turning yellow.
It's so weird. Oh, no. Why is he? He's gaining in mass. He's just.
His eyes are glowing green.
His eyebrows are going away.
Dude, what's happening? His legs are retracting into his body.
He looks a lot like Tim Allen.
He looks like, dude. Where's that hammer coming from?
Okay, you fixed it. Okay.
Yeah, you fixed it.
Redemption. Do that again.
Redemption.
Which one? The bad one or the Tim Allen mating call or the Tim Allen grunt?
I think they're the same thing. There you
went
go.
The wrong way. There's the
you go.
Listen, caveman, I think I know what Tim Allen.
Dude. Didn't Tim Allen get coronavirus?
No, that was Tom Hanks.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, same so person. Tom, yeah, guys, coronavirus exists, and yeah. It kind of stinks.
Yeah, it's really stinky. That's actually why we made a Discord server, because...
It's not good.
If you are listening to this and you do not go to Lafayette College, you're in for a treat. So as next week
there's
is
no
spring
way
break.
We have radio listeners on, right?
I don't
actual
think
people on the
I don't
radio
I would shake
this?
And cry right now if we had at least
they
one
shouldn't
person on
be
the
listening
radio.
To this.
They should not. It's past.
Especially
their
if you're driving, because you'll probably just crash.
Yeah. There's just like some 40-year-old mom who gets really excited every Thursday at 10.
I love that Kyle and Charlie and
yeah
Brian
and Brian.
And
it
and
is
CJ
really I really
Ethan
enjoy
and,
when they have oh, new so new cool guests like CJ. CJ is still actually just throbbing on the floor like a pulsing mess.
That's not the right word.
He literally looks like a worm. He's
in deep focus.
We're
causing him to lose focus.
He keeps cracking up as we describe how he looks like it. It's almost as if he's not blacked out. Hi, Brian.
This just in. Brian has waved at Charlie from 4 feet away.
This is not 4 feet. Is that 4 feet?
Hold on.
No, Brian, do not walk on the table.
3, 4.
It probably is 4 feet.
Oh, dude, what are you, a master of the customary system? That's so cringe.
Yeah, I'm an expert at the imperial system. AMA?
I put all four of my feet on the table.
All four of your legs.
I see your footprints from your shoes on the table.
Yeah, you got some dusty shoes,
that's
Brian.
Some nice shoes, though.
Yeah, my shoes aren't dusty because I never wear them.
Yeah, dude. I only walk in water. In
actually, my socks are filthy right now. I'm just saying. Me and Garrison clean the house.
Hey, guys.
Brown.
Hit me up.
First, you?
Oh, wow. They're actually black.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're white socks with yellow toes. The classic. And
no, I'm not going to lick your socks.
I never said that.
Oh, CJ's whoa. Away. Whoa.
How long was I out?
CJ, it's only been like 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Wow, yeah. That's a quick one. Oh, wow.
What'd he make?
It's another one for you guys, it looks like.
Charlie Arrow Show.
Yeah. Sponsored by Reddit.
Worldwide fans. Yeah, Billie Eilish. I love the gradient.
Yeah. I feel like it's missing something.
I feel like
there needs something to be something in the background.
Something in the background.
Yeah. We need to put
like Alvin from Alvin.
Can you squat? No, wait. Put the picture of Simon that says download on it.
Yeah.
Keep wait. You want me to send that to you? I'll send it to you. I'll be right there. One sec.
No, that's not it.
Breaking news. I just found a pee bottle in the studio.
It looks like that could be hydrochloric acid. Can I drink it?
No.
Either of those scenarios, it would be bad to drink.
I mean,
Why would you want either?
One, you swallow your pride, and the other one's hydrochloric acid.
Update from my...
Breaking news.
My other friend standing in for Texas friend. My friend owns a Cavalry Saber, so...
dude. Cavalry Saber man?
Yeah, so it is true. You may open carry Cavalry Saber. Have fun. Cool. Now, I need to send you...
Now I got weekend plans.
Hey! More like 3-week-long plans. Oh, yeah. If you aren't currently residing in Lafayette College and you do not know, we are going on spring break for a week, and then we have been canceled due to coronavirus. So, to make up for this, we made Discord servers so that we can still record episodes with the fellas.
If you call Kyle anything below 6'5", you're actually getting banned. He said that.
Yeah. Wow. Do I have an image? Can you just...
Yeah?
I don't know how to convey this image to you, but I need you to look at it.
Okay? Oh, no.
Kyle has left the corner. Hey, Charlie is watching anime on his phone.
No, I'm actually
is that Arrow plugging, Manga Sense?
I'm plugging my own radio show in the Marquee don't Players group chat.
Can we just get this part of it?
No, don't zoom in. Why are you zooming in?
What's the picture? What's the picture?
Oh, you've not seen.
No.
Wait, no, I've not seen that one either.
No. Alvin, why?
Honestly, like, however... I would never even think to Google that. Why would you ever do that?
I didn't. It wasn't intentional.
You want to?
It was on accident. He was trying to
explain what you just abused our eyeballs with.
Well, it looks like from certain angle.
From a certain angle, it looks like a very interesting description.
One might perceive it as something that looks like something from a certain angle that is. Simon romantically embracing Alvin from Alvin and the Chipmunks. Both, and Simon's also from Alvin and the Chipmunks. He's one of the Chipmunks. And CJ seems to have refused to put this in the poster.
That's. I mean, like, I've never seen the movie Love, Simon, but I don't think it's about that.
I think it is.
Dude, that is Love, Simon. What are you talking about? They actually filmed that in my neighborhood.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, they used the our local coffee
CJ,
spot.
Stop doing whatever you're doing and read this hepatitis PSA, please.
Hepatitis.
Pick your favorite one.
Pick your favorite one. ABC.
Your favorite hepatitis.
Go like the 30-second one.
All right.
Top 10 hepatitis.
All right.
That's okay.
Three facts you should know about hepatitis C. One. Hepatitis C is a leading cause of liver cancer.
Two.
Hepatitis C testing is not part of routine blood work.
Three.
Millions of Americans have hepatitis C, but most don't know it. This disease often has no symptoms. Talk to your doctor. Early detection can save lives.
Thank you, CJ, for informing us about hepatitis. Why top 10 hepatitis moments. Number 10. CJ describing hepatitis.
I'm kind of sick of that ad. I'm kind of sick of that PSA. But for some reason, they don't print out new ones, so we don't know what to read.
We just make up our own and act like it's real.
I've petitioned the board to print out new PSAs, but there are apparently only cringe coming out from them. The new PSAs look whack. There's PSA on vaping.
Wait, where is it?
It hasn't been printed yet. But we get some.
Can you print it?
We'll print it if we come back.
Could you please, Charlie?
I don't have it right now.
Let's just make one up.
Yeah. But I listened. It was a CD. It's very interesting. It describes how smoking is not cool.
You know, I thought it was cool.
Yeah, don't smoke, kids, unless you're CJ.
What?
CJ is smoking hot. That's why he can smoke. Yo.
All right.
Bro. No, don't smoke. He doesn't smoke.
Disclaimer, do not do drugs or alcohol or meth.
Is meth not a drug? Meth is its own being.
Meth is a lifestyle that is killing people with a knife.
It's a trendy new diet.
Yeah.
Now let me tell you, meth is actually okay during church hours on Sunday.
That's why we need CJ to reform the church.
Pass it around like this, Brian.
All right. Hello, my name is Brian. I'm 19 years old. I was born on October 32nd.
1890.
Yeah.
1890. That's a great Hedatron reference. If you didn't see it.
Yo, was that a freaking Hedatron reference?
Hedatron,
what's that?
Well, if you didn't see it, you really suck and you missed out.
Yeah, you kind of are dumb.
Yeah. And I hate you.
Brian will personally remove your organ.
He will hate you.
He'll remove your big piano.
I'm taking all of kidneys. Your organ.
Your only organ.
So, whatever happened to that poster, CJ?
I mean, do you want? Does it need more?
I think CJ is shaking and crying right now.
I think it needs something in
the
back.
He would never do this.
All right, I'm gonna try to add something before my computer dies.
Add Tongo.
All right.
Oh, shout out to Tongo also. That was what we played in the beginning.
Like
I don't
Sputnik.
Remember if
you
I
see
said
this?
It.
It's like Sputnik.
But for those of you that do not know about Tongo, he is a, I believe, Puerto Rican man that does covers of popular songs, but his thick Puerto Rican accent makes it really hard to understand what he's saying. So if you don't know the song, it just doesn't make sense. And is
check it out. Oh my goodness, it's beautiful.
He is literally coughing from disease after finishing this poster.
There it is now.
I love it. I love Tongo's warm embrace over the map of the world.
Yeah.
Actually, if you slap that on Imgur or whatever, we could link it in the description.
Link in the description.
Link in the description, guys. Swipe up to install Tongo. Wait, Shadow Legends.
Can you make an album of all of those and put it on Imgur?
I can.
All the Hedatron posters?
The real question is, will my computer die before I can? The answer is, we'll see.
I have the same charger as you, so if you need it, I got you.
I have my charger.
Oh.
I can plug it in.
All right, CJ, lightning round question.
Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
All of them. No.
200 words.
No, not all of them.
Oh, wait, in 200 words? Okay. Green, 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 green. Is that enough or should I
keep going?
200.
Okay. Green, 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 green. Purple occasionally. Green, 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 green.
I kind of lost count.
Green, 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 green. How many more?
Doesn't look 30, bro.
Green, green.
There you go. Well done.
It's a multiple.
Yeah. I think my legacy will forever be how I got interviewed. Kyle and I opted to get interviewed by Her Story, which is it's like a global, I think it's like a continental thing.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not just a Loft. They do Cosmo-esque kind of things, the best way I can describe it. Like all different kinds of like just healthcare and like, I don't know. It's an interesting time. If you want to go on there, do your thing. But we got interviewed by them. And by we, I mean me. Because
I fed you lines through text.
Yeah, Kyle spoke
because I couldn't go to the interview.
Because he had class. But I'm now quoted on Her Story as world famous for Microsoft Paint. It is. Honestly, it's my claim to fame. I just also really like how we were the leading
representatives
interview.
Of the arts in Lafayette College.
Yeah, they needed arts representatives. Where'd they come to? Us, Kyle and Charlie.
Well, they asked the radio people who wants to do an interview, and we're like, we want to do an interview.
Yeah, we'll do an interview.
I couldn't even go to the interview, but I wanted to do the interview.
Yeah, but the interviewer dodged the question of.
describe your favorite color in 200 words.
So. Yeah, I asked, even though it was an interview of us, I asked them a question. I made Charlie ask them that exact question. Describe your favorite color in 200 words.
Yeah, she cut it out of the transcript.
Right, I think I might have a full
interview. Didn't? Oh, I wrote some really, really...
You wrote some really interesting, like, you wrote one answer that was, like, incredibly well thought out, and then the rest of it was just, like, garbage. Well,
the thing about the incredibly thought out answer is, it was something like, how this show is, like, a means for us to...
Express ourselves.
Express creativity through, not intelligent conversation. I didn't say that. It was, like...
Not intelligent.
Mildly intellectual.
Wordplay and...
Through funny moments.
Comedy and wordplay. And yeah. I had a little paragraph written about that.
I think it's on there.
I wrote it all in one sitting. Like I just texted this to Charlie after he said he's going to the interview while he was on his way to the interview, and it sounded really intelligent.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just made it up. It's not true. There's no higher meaning to the show.
Yeah, so that interview is it's very wild.
It's bad.
It's so whack. I don't know, but that's like that's our legacy.
Like, I don't even know what we're being interviewed for.
We were being interviewed, like, about the arts, and I answered a couple of questions. What is that?
Oh, that's for Monkey.
I just look off into the distance, and I see another demon.
Wait, what's Monkey?
Monkey?
What's Monkey, you ask? It's the next production, possibly.
That's going to get canceled.
Hey, we don't know that yet.
Okay, but... Right now, we have break, and then we have 2 weeks, right?
Due to coronavirus.
That's like the fifth, right? So then we have like 3 weeks for Monkey.
Yeah.
And if we lose any one more week, there's no way we could do Monkey.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. If it gets extended at all, yeah.
Yeah. It's also the quarantine day ends. At like the start of like crunch time for MP as well.
Yeah.
So I think... Literally, if they had one more week, like, everything's just screwed.
Yeah.
Like, Monkey, bye-bye. You guys might do, like, I don't know, you could probably do something on, like, the quad. Or, like, in that outdoor acting space or something right by the theater.
Good thing the quad is platforms.
Yeah.
We could jump on for Monkey.
Dude, no, you got the sewer. You got the tunnels.
Oh, yeah.
You could just emerge from the tunnels.
The demons emerge from the tunnels.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah, literally from the depths of Hades. Yeah. Like, nothing more iconic.
Like, if I can't be Wily Worm, I'm just really disappointed.
You can't be Da Worm.
All right, Brian, I have a question for you because you haven't said anything in like 10 minutes.
Yo.
Okay, if you were on a pirate...
You got to give Brian
No, I'm
microphone.
Asking him the question.
Oh, okay.
Charlie. So if you were on a pirate ship... And you were drinking
gin and tonic.
No, you can't. No alcohol. Water. Yes, you're drinking pure salt water.
Pure salt.
And then a kraken attacks your ship. And no, I'm not done.
I'm not done.
Last week when I asked you about you being in the woods surrounded by goblins, you never answered.
That goblin thing did not get picked up on the microphone.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Wait, repeat it.
Last week when I asked you a very similar scenario about you being in the woods surrounded by goblins and also our editor.
Yeah. If you don't know about our editor, he's in the cage behind you. His name's Ryan. He's pretty cool.
Yeah, if we say curse words, he edits it out in post.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Yeah, don't rattle his cage too hard. He gets nervous.
Have you fed him recently?
I mean,
no.
He might have coronavirus,
no.
Dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not sure, so we just...
Yeah, actually, we might send him to North Korea.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I heard their treatment plan over there is really good.
They're 100% death rate for corona.
You want to know what? Explain why it's 100%.
All right, so...
Explain the joke, Brian.
There was an unfortunate man in North Korea who got coronavirus, and the government took notice. We're like, okay, we will immediately schedule you for execution. And I mean,
they literally just no-scoped the boy.
I mean,
they weren't taking any chances.
It worked? Question mark.
Well, it does.
I mean, they don't have coronavirus now.
Ethically,
but
no.
Is it ethical?
What is epic?
All right, anyway, so the Kraken on the boat.
The boat Kraken.
And you're drinking water. You're drinking salt water. You're
drinking his salt water.
Yeah.
What is that? Oh, yeah, because he owns the ocean.
Yeah.
He has
the deed.
He has the deed to that segment of the ocean. Kind of like Minecraft chunks. He owns that chunk of water.
Yeah.
I didn't pay for it, so he's angry.
Yeah, and he's mad. And he challenges you to a game of the game of life. Yeah, and how do you think you could beat him?
All right, well, first things first, I'd say, hey, this situation is kind of similar to my EP I released a month ago on SoundCloud. Listen to it. But
yeah, you can't just say listen to my EP and not link your EP.
https://w/// www.soundcloud.com/user, or is it users? I forget. /astraylysmusic.
How about we just do this instead, and we say, look up Astralis on SoundCloud, and you spell it for him.
Astraylys.
All right, no, say it again. I spoke over that one.
Astraylys. Did I win the spelling bee?
No, that's not how you spell it.
Yeah, I'm still trying to enter it. I think I got it wrong.
that's a bit
different. That's him.
That's me.
What's that
makeup,
one in the bottom right?
What, this one?
Yeah. What's that?
I don't know. It's
they don't look very happy.
But how? So I'm playing the game of life with Kraken, right?
Yeah.
Okay. There was this one cartoon I remember watching when I was a kid. If you beat the Kraken, you got, I think, 3 wishes. Does that count?
Is that like Flapjack?
Yeah.
That was a BoJack Horseman.
No, it's Gravity Falls.
Come Flapjack Horseman. But all right. So we're not playing it digitally. Right? We're playing it physically. It's cool.
Digital game of come on.
Yeah.
CJ, put your hand down.
Actually, yeah, I played it on Tabletop Simulator the other day.
Tabletop Simulator kind of slaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, finished.
Okay, so. Okay. So I wouldn't take the college route because obviously they're closed down. So I'd imagine the Kraken isn't expecting that because I don't think he's too up to date with the times. He's kind of a primordial sea creature.
One might say that he's a boomer.
Yeah, he's a little old. He's past his age.
Wait, is that a slur?
Can boomer? They're being attacked by a literal virus right now. How insensitive can you be?
What? All right, so he's trying to go to college. He's in debt, nerd, and Elson's canceled. So me, being the genius I am, open up my electric car business called Tesla. And I start posting funny memes on Twitter to get the young people to think I'm real cool.
You should buy Lamborghinis too.
Yeah, I'll buy Lamborghinis, but I'll purposely like mess with the oil tank so they just leave a trail of fire everywhere.
I guess they're blazing fast.
Read a book every day.
Cool, yeah, that sounds like literally it's just a Lamborghini with like a flare
and my
trail.
End goal?
Mad Max or something? That wasn't Mad Max,
yeah,
right?
You just made Mad Max Lamborghini.
But then I will end by buying my house in the Hollywood Hills, and I'll have about three to four bookshelves in my garage with my 2 Lamborghinis, and the Kraken will be crying, homeless, in debt, and stupid, and I'll get my 3 wishes.
And the Kraken starts to work at Starbucks,
yeah,
and he is as barista.
Yeah, he probably majored in like medieval architecture or something.
Yeah, that's real stupid.
Not to make fun of any medieval architecture majors out there.
Yeah.
I'm going to make fun of you guys, but if you're a jousting major, I will respect you.
If you have a major medieval combat, however.
Then I might challenge you.
grand bout with your cavalry sword.
You can't disrespect a jousting major. They'll just joust you. Like, you don't, you probably don't want that.
Yeah, it's like trying to square up with like a professional fencer. Like, how they have a sword, what are you going to do?
I found out that there's an internet, I mean, there's a national jousting tournament. It's grassroots, but it exists, and the people get a big fat trophy because I was trying to look up jousting summer schools for no reason.
Okay. I guess that's one way to get an internship.
And that place sadly closed down. Night school, the website's still up, but the jousting tournaments are still going. And I think we should all try our best.
I will cough on my joust, so I deal poison damage.
On your joust?
On my jousting, lance. My lance, my jousting spear.
You know, I...
I'll cough on my horse as well.
Yeah, I just realized I don't know how to ride a horse. So I feel like that would put a damper on the jousting thing.
Haha, you're short.
What? No, dude, they're called ponies. You can ride one of those.
Yeah, they're probably easy to ride.
Yeah. What about you, CJ?
What are you asking?
What about you, CJ?
What about you, CJ?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here physically. I'm about 80% here mentally.
And it's going to be as low as possible in a few minutes.
We're going to minimize it.
Make you read another PSA.
Oh, yeah. PSA!
Let's read the meat PSA with CJ.
The meat PSA?
Dude, where's the meat PSA? I love the meat PSA.
Let's find it.
Oh, no, I started playing Tongo again.
Stop. No. There's a meat thermometer related PSA somewhere in the room.
No, there actually is.
Thermometer, I barely know her.
Cut.
No, I'm just kidding.
Ryan, no, you're
good. There's so many things here.
Yeah, it's kind of a nightmare. Oh, wait, is it the thing on the laptop?
No. That's hepatitis.
Hey, fans of the Kyle and Charlie show, this is a quick little ad break. I'm here to advertise my own business. Charlie, what does my business do? I'm blanking. Charlie, I'm sorry.
What would your business do?
Yeah, well, what do I do?
Are you like a startup or?
We shave your neck hair and only your neck hair. And if you complain, we intentionally cut you the next time you're here.
We're not allowed to incite violence on the air.
I'm not. I'm threatening. It's a joke. It's okay. I wouldn't hurt.
I would never shave a man's neck hair.
Yeah, don't.
It's too powerful.
I get too angry when I do it.
You know what else reminds me of neck beards?
What? Is it time? Is it time for another PSA?
It is. You know what else reminds me of neck beards, CJ? Depression.
When experiencing depression, I couldn't get out of bed or focus.
Stop doing that. Kyle epically Fortnite danced on depression.
I think that's not even right. I think you're doing it wrong.
My goals and dreams drift.
No, stop, Dan.
I gotta get through this. All right. My goals and dreams drifted away. I got back my life through the help of a support group where I found hope and released my bitterness about having... Kyle!
Having Kyle.
Released my bitterness about having depression. 50,000 people find comfort and direction at their local depression and bipolar support alliance support group. Visit supporthelps.org or call 800-826-3632 to learn more. We've been there. We can help.
That wasn't the right thing at all.
What are you doing?
I tried to epically Fortnite dance.
All right, why?
Because, like,
Charlie, look.
What are you doing? I tried to play the Seinfeld theme, but it was whack. I really tried to epically stinky, but it did not work.
What?
Oh, dude, I love Jerry Seinfeld. He's my favorite artist. First time funny,
but Seinfeld is always funny.
Not as funny as funny man Kramer. Haha, no.
No, you know that really funny show? Like that really funny TV show where he says that line? You know that really funny
line?
Yeah,
you know? No, I know what you're talking about.
You know?
And then he follows it up with that funny punchline?
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
You know it, right?
Yeah, he's laughing. He's laughing about it. What is that? What is that man filter, Kyle?
No, it's just regular Kyle.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah, but no.
His jawline looked even more chiseled than normal. It threw me off.
Like, I tell you what, whenever I hear that line, like, I'll tell you what.
I tell you what.
Yeah, you know the line, right?
Yeah. It's,
What are you talking about? Sorry, wait. Okay, what are you talking about?
You are listening to WGR 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Kyle and Charlie Show, and we are your hosts,
Kyle
and Charlie. Oh my goodness, Brian looks sad.
So what was the line you're talking about?
Like the really funny line that one guy in that TV show says, and it's hilarious.
Pickle Rick.
Oh
yeah, it was really funny. The man turned himself into the pickle.
And he turned himself.
Funniest thing I've ever seen.
He turned himself into a pickle.
It's never been done. It's the pinnacle of comedy.
It's
all downhill.
I kid you not. He turned himself into a pickle.
Imagine.
What about Peter?
Imagine, if you will, you know a man who is not a pickle, and then suddenly
he is a pickle.
He becomes a pickle.
It's incredible.
Now imagine
comedy gold. Let's go. All
right, cool. We've had man turn himself into pickle, but what if Peter Griffin turned himself into pickle?
Do not, Brian.
Oh no.
Brian can do a really good Peter Griffin.
It's not that good.
You know what?
I want to hear it.
Pretty decent.
I will leave the room. No.
Kyle, let him say one sentence.
Peter Griffin is banned from this studio. We had a pact.
That is true. Pact. Pacts are meant to be broken.
Oh.
Kyle's left.
Oh, he's gone.
You get to say one thing as Peter Griffin.
I can't blow it.
Can't blow it.
Hey, Peter, wrong guy.
All right, you blew it. That's it.
Holy crap, Lois, I'm Pickle Pete.
This is a duff.
It's comedy gold. He turned himself into a pickle.
Into a pickle.
The only reason I have friends is because of that impression.
Kyle is trapped. Wait.
I'm going to go fight him.
Kyle, why are you in there with Ryan?
Oh, there.
Kyle, get out of there. Ryan doesn't like being disturbed.
What's going on?
I don't know. Dude, Ryan does not look happy.
I mean, yeah, I bet. He has corona, apparently.
Yeah, he's just not vibing right now, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be right now either.
Yeah. So, coronavirus. Funny noise.
So anyway, he turned himself into a pickle. What I heard.
You just said that over Seinfeld thing. So, anyways.
You primordial ooze. You caveman.
Stop calling him ooze.
You garbage filler.
Brian, you're not being picked up on the thing at all.
That's why I'm insulting. That's why I'm assaulting him.
Stop assaulting Ryan.
No,
he
Ryan.
Is our editor.
I would never hurt Ryan. Only when I'm in a bad mood.
Kyle is currently licking all of the surfaces to try to make himself immune to coronavirus.
I mean, yeah, that's one way to do it.
Yeah.
Charles.
Truly powerful. What are you trying to do?
How does this function?
Whoa. Some science right there.
Yeah, my phone has a kickstand built into the phone case.
Wow.
It's like one of those pop cap things that you put on the back of your newfangled device.
It's called a hubcap.
Why is your front facing camera? Oh, dude, my bad. Turn it off. So anyways, we still have yet to assess the pee bottle in the room.
Glass bottle. Smells like death.
I mean,
I say CJ drinks it.
Rock, paper, scissors tournament.
Rock, paper, scissors tournament.
Wait, yo, can we like acknowledge...
Whoa.
Can we acknowledge the date on this? Enjoy by 11/25/11.
What?
That's almost a decade old.
No, it expires in 2025.
No, that's not how dates work, CJ.
It is where I'm from.
Where's that?
What? If you're from England, what month is the 25th month?
April.
What are you doing?
I told you. Then I was here at 80% mentally a few minutes ago. It's been
what about spiritually?
Dropping.
What's your spiritual levels right now?
Spiritual levels probably somewhere near somewhere around between 5 and 5.
5 and 5?
Yeah.
Out of 5 or
I'll leave that up to you.
Up to the viewers, I see.
Yeah.
Also, the weird pee bottle stuff smells like death, so I think that is actually coronavirus. What are you guys doing on my phone? Nothing. The goblins acquired my phone.
Nothing was on there.
That was a mistake to let them do that.
You tried to face ID into my... Oh, what's this? Epic funny moments. They sensually take off their glasses.
Oh, that's some real
That's not allowed. That should not be allowed on radio. It's too powerful.
That's some real epic Fortnite gamer too seductive funny moments.
That's a real Pickle Rick moment, yeah, right there.
Can we get a Pickle Rick in the chat?
Turned himself
right
into don't you dare.
Kyle, leave. You already had your chance.
Alright, who's another funny card?
Thanos.
I only know the Thanos beatbox epic rap battle.
Wait, I've seen that video come up on my Instagram so many times. I don't know what it is. I hate it.
So, do you remember the guy that did like the Tetris remix?
Oh, yeah.
No.
So, he has this thing where he does cartoon beatboxing.
Oh, no.
Where
really?
he has two different cartoon characters beatbox against each other.
Did they have a show after us?
No one has a show after us. Why are there goblins in here?
It's like two people.
Ryan, they're letting out Ryan.
No, not Ryan.
Don't let him escape.
Are they just getting the pizza?
I don't know.
Yeah, I got pizza in earlier. It was a good time. But anyways, there's an episode that started that was Darkseid versus Thanos.
Darkseid. It's not Darkseid. Brian, give your pronunciation.
Darkseid.
Darkseid?
Don't think it's.
Anyways, she said Darkseid for those of you that don't know who Darkseid is, he is a DC equivalent to Thanos.
That is not true at all.
It's very, very, very broad brush. DC equivalent to Thanos. DC equivalent to Thanos.
I mean, you could definitely just like color shift it a bit, and it would look.
But
like
they're not the same character at all.
No, they aren't. But it's like very like world domination kind of like.
Yeah, one just wants to destroy all people. One's the other a literal just wants deity. To destroy all people.
Yeah, one's a literal god, and the other man has golden glove.
Yeah,
I trust golden oven mitt though. So, anyways. Thanos beatboxes against this literal deity, and he goes, I don't remember how it is. I'm going to pull it up, actually.
Oh, no, you're actually going to play it here.
But I think it's best we only play the little beatboxing part where he has the Infinity Stone gauntlet.
Yeah.
This is clean, right?
Yeah,
it's clean. That one part.
I'll just pull out the 30-minute version.
Just find a
clean version. That would be it.
All right, here it is. Thanos beatbox. Let me show you how to scratch it. It's not working.
Just keep going. It's white noise.
I'll play in the background.
Oh, God.
Very interesting. Thanos beatbox.
Look at him.
Shout
go.
Out to Verbal Ace.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. I love the sound of this. Hey.
Kyle wants to beatbox battle Thanos?
I can hear it. I can hear it. It's that loud.
Go for it, Kyle.
Whoa.
All right, cut it, cut it.
Crack.
Thanos beatbox.
All right, now Kyle, it's your turn to beat him in the beatbox battle.
Just say boots and cats over and over again.
Oh, sorry, guys, my mic's cutting out. I can't do it.
Oh, no, we've lost Kyle.
He got hit by a train.
He's been cut out.
Oh, no. Oh.
Thanos beatbox obliterated Kyle.
My keyboard's broken.
Guys, I can't do it. My key's broken.
Sorry, guys, it's bedtime. I was a bad boy.
Taxes
are theft.
That got an actual chuckle.
You just said taxes and then nothing else. That's CJ, comedy right
guys,
now.
He said funny tax word.
Yeah.
No,
but like it's no other word can ever like have the pure comedic potential as
Bazinga. Very
Can you say
true.
That again, please?
Bazinga.
Oh,
God, I actually.
Oh, dude, my beard hair is falling out because of that.
I lost 5 years of my life laughing so hard.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Jeez, CJ, you
Bazinga
really...
is funny, and I'm tired of pretending it's not.
Yeah.
Dude, rest in peace.
These are bleach wipes, actually.
Yeah, I need one. I kind of sneezed. What are you doing?
It's not working.
You're making too
Kyle,
many bleach wipes.
Kyle, do not swallow the bleach wipe.
It's not working.
Did you know Kyle pronounces wipe wipe?
Even though there's not an H in the word, I do it.
I have a very similar question to a very similar word, except I don't feel like saying that word. It's not bad or anything, but it just has some negative connotations.
I really don't know what you're talking about.
So, you know the word...
I don't know if I want to know, to be honest. All right,
It could be weather... Or it could be...
Or it could be weather.
Yeah.
These are really powerful bleach germicidal wipes.
Sponsored by bleach germicidal.
Yeah, not a baby wipe. It says in the box.
Yeah, do not use these on your babies. For the baby is too weak and will melt.
Wait,
it doesn't say choking hazard. I'm gonna eat it.
Is that true?
I mean, there's a baby warning on the
bottle. It says baby and it has right a line there.
I gotta go.
CJ, no!
Use several babies.
CJ just bathes his children with bleach germicidal
wipes.
Okay,
so, excuse me, but can we get
an F in the chat? Can we get some Kappas in the chat?
Can we get Charlie? Can you pull it up?
Pull it up.
I feel like we do it a little early today just to get CJ going.
What does that mean?
Close your eyes, CJ.
I'm very scared right now.
Close your eyes.
We're gonna watch every episode of Big Time.
Every episode of Big Time Rush. That sounds awesome.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you already know what this is.
I don't. I'm very scared.
You already know what this is.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill.
Wow.
But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with four simple steps. Clean.
I'm waiting for the ring cycle.
Separate.
I don't know.
And chill.
We chipmunks are notoriously tiny.
Check your steps. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Okay.
It gets awesomer every time, Alvin.
Also, shout out to the best fan ever, Elliot. He's ginger and he's really handsome. Look out, ladies.
Oh, yeah, it's true, except he's taken. Yeah. Not the movie franchise.
But romantically.
Yeah, by cavalry sword.
That's nothing to do with Elliot. But he would never.
He did.
Elliot would never associate with cavalry sword.
He did want me to say he has his GoFundMe out for flying him to Japan. Subscribe.
Yeah, make sure to donate with Twitch Prime.
Go on his OnlyFans.
Report his OnlyFans for tax evasion.
Pin him on Pinterest.
Bleach ropes are terrible.
Yeah, they're powerful, dude.
It's almost like it's bleach.
This show is sponsored by bleach.
Don't do that.
Don't.
It's too dangerous.
Brian is like being in the studio with a child. That's even more of a child than me.
Yeah. Whenever we have a new friend, Brian gets too excited like a dog and he just starts going crazy.
I'm 19.
Yes.
I am also 19.
CJ is baby.
That's pretty cool.
Hey,
what's it like being so young?
What's it like being 19 like me?
Well, it's not being 18, but it's also not being 20.
Yeah, 20 is kind of like, I don't know. 21, I feel like, is the big college birthday.
Yeah.
For obvious legal
reasons. Yeah, and 26 is the big insurance birthday.
No, dude, I thought it was 25. That's when you can rent a car.
No, the insurance birthday. You have to be on your own health insurance, I think, don't you?
Yeah, come on, guys.
Can we celebrate that? Can there be, like, a big day?
Congratulations. Like, you have to pay for things
for my
by
health
yourself.
Insurance anymore?
Dude, shout out to parents for paying our health insurance. This one goes out to you, parents.
So, guys, how about that coronavirus?
Oh, yeah. So, anyways, about that. We've probably said it multiple times, but we have made a Discord server for recording these episodes. We will release them hopefully around the same time as they normally would be released.
I don't know.
person to join gets
a free
Discord.
They get to design the first Cow Charlie emote.
They get free Discord Nitro, you have to pay $5 first.
That is true, though. You do have to pay $5
for your Discord. If anyone goes in my super secret channel that's open to everyone, I will freak out.
Yeah. Anyways, so we're going to try to do the episodes on there. We're going to see what happens. But for the most part, yeah, we're not going to be here for a couple of weeks. Hopefully just a couple of weeks. Because, you know, Mexican beer disease is not very nice. They're slapping each other. I swear to God, ladies and gentlemen, they are slapping each other.
They're right across the face.
Yeah, and it's on. They keep slapping each other. Which one will fall first? This is my fellow announcer, CJ.
Hello. Yes. I'm here to announce the slap fight.
Yeah, it's almost like tennis. Oh no,
they've made friends.
They've befriended each other.
I'm out of a job now.
This is how I met Kyle.
You just slapped
you guys. For the end of this show, I think we need to end it. That's coming soon, right?
We're gonna end it a little bit earlier tonight.
Yeah, it's a little tired. It's been a weird week, guys. This week has felt like purgatory. Like, it's not real.
Yeah.
It's a dream.
Wacky. It's 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Fine.
Because I've had a really busy week.
My week has just, like, been just stuff.
But also,
my week literally said, I'm stuff.
Charlie, your week awesome. No, so, like, because of the cancellation, we have spring break next week, and because of the cancellation, it's now extended 2 weeks, and I think just every single person on campus just simultaneously, like, gave up.
Yeah,
once that email got released, everyone was like, alright, yeah, that's it, you know.
That's all, folks.
Speaking of emails, if you check your emails today, you'll get an email for Pard Pantry, but they misspelled pantry as panty, so you get some Pard Panty.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I was like, guys, we didn't mean Pard Pant. We didn't mean...
Guys, I swear to God, we did not mean Pard Panty.
We didn't mean to say panty.
It was the equivalent of just, like, most intense Discord several people are typing.
Yeah, what was that one email that we got that was like, to Gus's a Tessie?
Oh, yeah, to Gus.
What? Yeah, there was like a test email sent in one of the...
Oh, yeah, to like Gus's a Tessie.
Yeah, it was an alert service, and it was just like, this test.
Oh, no,
yeah.
To Gus's a Tessie,
man. Those are like, I want that on my grave.
Dude, literally, we need to have the four horsemen of email typos. Pard, panty, pickup. To Gus's a Tessie.
Yo, come on down and get your Pard panties, bro. I have leopards on them and everything.
Yeah, dude, it's real great.
I got a pretty good one today, too, where it was package reminder, but it was package reminder.
Reminder. I think the school... Oh, here it is.
What?
Recreation at Lafayette.edu. Send email.
To Gus us
no subject. To Gus us a Tessie.
What does it mean?
And who knows? It's probably... It's also weird is that my email is in all caps. They normally have it like accurate.
When was that sent?
This was sent like a long time ago.
Okay. Like what month?
This is like October 17th.
Yeah, so last year they had a cryptography competition, which happened in October of last year. And the teacher who did it isn't here this year. He's on sabbatical. But I thought this was the start of that, and I was like, what does it mean? Where does it need me to go?
And what is this?
What code is this?
Who's speaking my dialect?
What is this? I must know. And then it was nothing.
Yeah. It was a red herring.
It was nothing.
You would have known that if you studied the code breaking code. Bro.
Thank what? You. I worked on it.
You guys were literally just doing the Titanic pose for some reason.
Yeah, that's kind of what happens.
All right. We have a Titanic friendship.
Indeed, I've known him for 18
years.
You're
not picking up on the mic.
This is a cry for help.
Please help me. I need help too. We all need help.
Yeah, we're all in the war zone of coronavirus.
Okay, let's end this podcast.
Alrighty.
We need
a song.
I think we've done it several weeks in a row, but I think our outro from right now, just because we've done it so many times, Scatman's World.
Scatman's World is our outro. But you know what? We do need to finish off reading this thing one more time.
Oh, yeah. All right. I haven't done it in several weeks.
Yeah. Kyle's going to do it. We're going to do it reverse.
I'm going to do it really slow.
Yeah.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9. Brian's doing some, like, I don't even know.
Mongolian
doing
throat singing.
Yeah, he's doing some, like, throat singing. I'll conduct you guys. No. What I was okay. Never mind.
I don't know how to conduct.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and this is the
Kyle and Charlie Show.
That's true.
With hosts Kyle
and Charlie, except for Switch.
Cut, delete,
and our special guest.
Hi. I'm shy.
Yeah. Thank you, Brian and CJ, for being on our show. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen,
thank you, ladies
for not passing out due to blood loss.
Great to have you here, Charlie. Yeah.
We like blood loss, and we also like Scatman John.
Yeah. Yeah. Scatman John. Dude,
what do you
love
get
Scatman
when you
John.
Mix a mentally ill loner with...
This is not the time to be quoting Joker. This is the time to be singing Scatman John.
But we do live in a society.
Oh, that's Seinfeld.
Bubble
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kyle and Charlie Show. Please enjoy the rest of Scatman John.
I love you too.
I love you all.
I'm calling out from Scatman's world. If you want to
bend to all a good night. Ho, ho, ho.
I'm calling out from Scatman. Everybody's talking something very sharp and just to keep on blocking what they're feeling inside. But listen to me, brother, you just keep on walking, cause you and me and sister ain't got nothing to hide. Scat man, fat man, black and white and brown man, tell me about the color of your soul. If part of your solution isn't ending the pollution, then I don't wanna hear your stories told. I wanna welcome you to Scat Man.